Welcome to the Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on transforming an Amen style effects chain into rewind-worthy drops for drum and bass. Now, this is not just about making a transition sound big. It's about creating a moment that feels like the track is folding in on itself, losing control for just a second, and then slamming back with even more force. That's the energy we want. Controlled chaos, memory, tension, and impact. In DNB, the drop transition is a serious arrangement tool. It can act like a fake-out, a switch-up, a rewind-bait moment, or the setup for a second drop reset. And the reason an Amen-style chain works so well is that the Amen already carries history. It's got identity. It's breakbeat language. So when you process it right, the listener doesn't just hear an effect. They feel like they've been pulled backward through the track. We're going to stay inside Ableton stock devices and build something that feels authentic to jungle, rollers, neuro-influenced DNB, and darker bass music. By the end, you'll have a rewind-style transition that's tight, mix-safe, and ready to drop back into the tune with real attitude. First, choose the right Amen source and decide where the effects moment lives in the arrangement. You want a clean or well-edited Amen break, ideally already in time with the project. At 174 BPM, warp it tightly enough that the transients land where you need them, but don't iron out all the personality. If the break gets too perfect, it loses that jungle edge. If it's too loose, the rewind moment won't hit with enough precision. Place the Amen FX clip in the last bar or two before the drop. Most of the time, the strongest rewind moment happens on the last half bar or even the last beat before the drop returns. Think like a DJ. You're creating that hold up, wait moment right before the floor gets hit again. A good phrasing move is this. If you've got an 8-bar build, let the bass clear out on bar 7, then bring in a chopped Amen fill on bar 8, with a rewind action happening right at the end of the bar. That way, the drop comes back on the downbeat with a clean sense of arrival. Next, build a dedicated effects group and split the chain into layers. Make a group for the rewind transition, so you can treat it like its own little performance section. Inside that group, you want at least three ideas happening: the Amen break itself, a reverse or atmospheric layer, and an impact or noise layer. Start with the Amen clip on an audio track. Put EQ 8 first and high pass it pretty aggressively, usually somewhere around 120 to 180 HE, sometimes even higher, if your sub and kick are busy. The point is simple. This transition should not steal low-end energy from the drop. It should leave a vacuum for the bass to return into. If the break feels boxy, make a small cut around 250 to 500 HE. If the hats are too sharp, tame the top end a little around 7 to 10 kHz. Don't overdo it. You still want the break to feel alive. After EQ 8, add drum boss for punch and saturation. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to flatten the break. You're trying to make it feel more urgent. A little drive, boom mostly off, and a touch of transients can make the chop feel like it wants to jump out of the speakers. If you want more grit, add saturator after that with soft clip-on and a modest amount of drive. That gives the break some density, which helps the rewind feel like it's pulling the mix backward. Here's the reason this matters. A rewind effect needs transient identity. If the break is too washed out, it just becomes noise. If it's too clean, it won't feel like proper DNB. You want punch, grime, and focus. Now slice the Amen into something you can perform with. Open the clip in clip view and choose the warp mode based on the vibe. Beats mode is usually the best starting point for this kind of transition, because it keeps the transient shape strong and aggressive. If you need more tonal smoothness, Complex Pro can work, but for rewind energy, Beats mode usually wins. Set the preserve value to 1/16 or 1/8 if you want a more chopped feel. Then, if you want full control, use sliced a new MIDI track and map the hits to a drum rack. Build a minimal performance pattern, not a full Amen reconstruction. That's important. You're not writing the entire break here. You're designing a transition device. Use kick and snare accents on the strong beats, maybe a ghosted snare slice right before the drop, and one or two micro chops at the end of the bar to build tension. A nice advanced touch is to automate the pad volumes or the chain selector, so the more unstable slices fade in only during the final one or two beats. That gives you the feeling that the break is starting to fall apart before the rewind. Now for the really fun part, the reversible illusion. Create a new audio track and set it to resample the FX group. Record the last bar of the Amen chain so you can print the movement into audio. This is where Ableton starts feeling like a composition tool instead of just a playback engine. Once the transition is printed, you can reverse, chop, and warp it with surgical precision. Duplicate the printed audio. Reverse one copy and place it just before the original hit. Use tiny fade so you don't get clicks. Then put auto filter on the reversed copy and automate it. A good move is to start the cutoff somewhere around 500 to 1200 Hz and sweep it open toward 5 to 8k Hz right before the drop. A bit of resonance, maybe around 0.7 to 1.4, can add that sucking, vocal, almost magnetic feel. That's the moment where the ear starts leaning into the drop. If the reverse tail feels too smooth, don't be afraid to add very short fades or tiny clip edits to make it stutter a bit. That slight instability can make it sound like the audio is catching on itself, which is exactly the kind of tension we want. For extra glue, you can put a glue compressor before resampling with a light 2 to 1 ratio, a moderate attack, auto release, and only a couple dB of gain reduction. That keeps the transient energy consistent without squashing the life out of it. Now let's add space, because the rewind needs contrast. Create return tracks for reverb and delay, or put them directly on the FX group if you want more direct control. In DNB, the send automation is often more important than the effect itself. The throw into space is what makes the rewind feel like it's opening up before the drop slams shut again. On the reverb return, high pass the low end with EQ8, maybe around 250 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, dip a little around 2 to 4k Hz. Then use reverb with a medium to large size, a decay somewhere around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, and a modest predelay, maybe 15 to 35 milliseconds. The predelay is important because it helps the dry break feel like it's falling backward into the space. On the delay return, use echo with a musical timing like 1/8 or dotted 1/8. Keep feedback controlled, maybe around 20 to 40%. Enough for tension, not so much that it turns into clutter. You can also filter the delay so the repeats sit darker and don't fight the main groove. Automate a quick send throw on the final amen hit before the rewind, then cut the send hard as the drop lands. That contrast is gold. Bass blooms for a split second, and then everything snaps back into focus. If you want a darker technoid or neuro-influenced edge, you can automate a little extra modulation or noise in echo during the last half bar, then instantly pull it down on the downbeat. Subtle movement is the key. Too much and the groove gets blurry. Now we get into the chain-breaking automation, which is where the effect starts feeling really advanced. This transition should sound like the whole system is collapsing in a controlled way. So automate different parameters in different directions. That contrast is what makes it feel intentional. Try this across the final bar. Lower the auto filter cutoff down toward 200 to 500 Hz, then snap it back open. Increase saturator drive by a couple dB right into the rewind. Pull drum bus transients down slightly just before the rewind, then restore them on the drop. Raise echo feedback briefly to around 35 to 55%, then cut it to zero. Dip the utility gain by 1 to 3 dB before the drop, then return it instantly on the downbeat. That push-pull behavior is what makes the transition breathe. If you want an even harder punctuation mark, use beat repeat on a duplicate return layer. Keep it short-lived. Set the interval to 1/8 or 1/16, the grid to 1/16, and the chance somewhere between 20 and 50%. You can automate the offset only in the last beat so it feels like the break is splintering apart at the edge of the drop. One thing I really want you to do here, mute the sub for the final half bar. That low-end vacuum is huge. When the bass returns on the drop, it feels massive because the ear has been denied that foundation for a moment. Now rebuild the drop entrance so it lands harder after the FX. The rewind transition only works if the return is disciplined. Don't immediately throw every element back in. Keep the first bar of the drop simple and focused. Lock the kick and snare to the main pulse. Bring the sub back cleanly on the downbeat or just after a small pickup. Let the bass phrase answer the drums instead of fighting them. A strong DNB move is call and response. The drums return on beat 1. The bass answers on the end of 1 or on beat 2. And the snare keeps the energy moving. That gives the listener room to feel the impact rather than just hearing a wall of sound. If your track leans more roller, leave more space and let the amen-derived FX carry the identity. If it's more neuro or darker and more aggressive, keep the transition shorter, more mechanical, and more surgical. The bass read entry should be tight and centered. Once the automation feels right, print the whole transition again. Resample the full thing and edit the printed audio into a final clip. This lets you fine-tune the exact rewind timing, trim any leftover tail, and make the whole thing sit neatly in the arrangement. That's the arranger mindset. You're not just designing sound anymore. You're composing energy over time. Then test it in context. Ask yourself a few important questions. Does the rewind land on the right phrase boundary? Does the sub disappear cleanly before the effect? Does the drop feel bigger after the space collapses? And does the whole thing still work at low volume? That last one is huge. A strong rewind should still read quietly. If it only works loud, it probably depends too much on bass weight or bright fizz and not enough on phrasing and motion. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low end in the FX chain. High pass it more than you think you need to. Don't make the rewind too long. Usually the strongest moment lives inside one bar, often just the last half bar or quarter bar. Don't drown it in reverb. The drop needs clarity. Don't smooth the MN so much that it loses its transient bite. And don't automate everything the same way. Some things should rise, some should fall, and some should snap instantly. For darker and heavier DNB, here are some pro moves.